I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia's election board voted unanimously yesterday to issue guidance on how local election officials should handle absentee ballots. The AJC reports the move followed two new federal lawsuits. The details of the letters sent to every county were not disclosed. The Democratic Party of Georgia filed suit Sunday over absentee ballots rejected for what they termed arbitrary reasons, like an incorrect birth date or missing information. The suit asks a federal judge to order those ballots to be counted since the voter's identity and eligibility had to have been confirmed when they registered and can be verified with other available information. Democratic congressional candidate Carolyn Bordeaux filed a separate motion seeking to delay Gwinnett County from certifying its election results until rejected absentee ballots can be counted. Bordeaux trails Republican incumbent Rob Woodall in Georgia's 7th congressional district by less than 1,000 votes. The Stacey Abrams campaign filed suit yesterday against two Georgia counties and the Secretary of State's office over the rejection of thousands of absentee ballots. GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Far and away, the most common reason the Georgia Secretary of State rejects a mail-in absentee ballot is for something called incomplete oath. That could mean a voter simply forgot a signature on a piece of legalese in their ballot. In a filing in federal court, lawyers for Abrams allege that elections officials in Gwinnett and DeKalb County violated standing case law when they threw out hundreds of oathless ballots. Attorneys for Abrams want these ballots to be counted, not just in those counties, but also across the state. That could add up to thousands of votes. The suit also asks for a one-day extension for counties to certify their votes from Tuesday to Wednesday. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Fulton County officials head to court tomorrow to justify a 2017 freeze of most residential property values at the previous year's level. The county filed suit against the state revenue commissioner, who still hasn't approved the county's 2017 tax digest. If Fulton's attorneys fail to convince a judge that county commissioner's actions were in the right, leaders could be forced to rebill residents for last year's property taxes. The freeze on property values at 2016 levels came after nearly a quarter of the 318,000 residential parcels in Fulton saw values shoot up by 50% or more for 2017. State legislators begin a special session tomorrow to respond to Hurricane Michael. As GPB's Emily Jones reports, many communities are still cleaning up.
It's been a month since Hurricane Michael slammed into southwest Georgia. Power, cable, and internet are back on for most people, but some homes still need repairs and trees removed before they can safely receive electricity. Adam Starr is with Grady Electric Membership Corporation, which serves southwest Georgia.
There's still, you know, trees on the side of the road. There's like telephone line that's tangled in some of those trees still that you see in places, and trees in yards, and there's still debris.
Lawmakers are set to consider an aid package worth about $270 million to help speed up the recovery effort. Federal money is expected to come later. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones.
Investigators say pilot error caused a C-130 assigned to the Puerto Rico National Guard to crash in Savannah last May, killing 9 people. That's according to a U.S. Air Force Accident Investigation Board report. The plane's left outermost engine experienced problems. Investigators found that the crew's management of the malfunction deviated from standard procedures, leading to loss of control and the crash. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks lost to the Los Angeles Lakers yesterday by a score of 106-107. The Hawks continue their West Coast swing tomorrow night with a 10:30 game against the Golden State Warriors. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.